This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Office buildings in Denver have emptied out thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
For the first time in more than 3 years, companies in downtown Denver are vacating more space than they are taking on. That's according to a report from CBRE, a real estate brokerage company. Businesses look to offload 3.4 million square feet of office space during the second quarter. That's a 33.3% jump compared to the beginning of the year, the report found. CBRE says companies are rethinking space requirements due to large layoffs and work-from-home policies. It could be just the start of a trend towards smaller offices. Across the country, big companies like Twitter and Facebook have said that some employees will be working from home permanently. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A temporary restraining order issued to Bandimere Speedway in Morrison will limit crowds to 175 people. The owners say the cap could put them out of business. The Denver Post reports that roughly 7,000 people attended an event on the 4th of July. Jefferson County health officials say the Speedway did not enforce social distancing and violated public health orders. United Airlines plans to lay off nearly 3,000 employees at Denver International Airport. It says demand for air travel is down more than 90% compared to last year. United is laying off a third of its entire workforce in the fall. 98 in Pueblo, 98 in Grand Junction, 91 in Denver. This is CPR News.